Police transcripts from George Floyd's arrest are raising concerns over the official cause of his death. One America's Christian Rose looks into the matter.
I want to lay on the ground. I want to lay on the ground. I want to lay on the ground. Lane says, you're getting in the squad car. Floyd, I want to lay on the ground. I'm going down. I'm going down. I'm going down.
New details emerge in ongoing investigation of the death of George Floyd during his arrest in Minneapolis on May the 25th. Last week, investigators released the transcripts of officers Thomas Lane and J. Alexander King's body cam footage. While the actual videos have yet to be released, Officer Lane's attorney says transcripts show his client was following police protocol and did nothing wrong.
George Floyd had resisted being handcuffed, and he had resisted going into the back of the squad car. While he was resisting going into the squad car, he also said then, I can't breathe. He claimed he had claustrophobia.
The transcripts show the officers asked Floyd to put his hands up at least 13 times, to which Floyd was not reacting adequately and saying he was sorry instead. Also in the car was Floyd's friend, who was telling him to put his hands up as well. But Floyd was hardly responsive, prompting Officer Lane to briefly pull a gun on him.
Well, because he did not show his hands. Once he put his hands on his steering wheel, he put the gun in his holster. Why did he do that? Because now his hands were shown. They're on the steering wheel.
Transcripts also show Floyd was completely disoriented, as if he didn't understand what was going on. The store clerk, who called police after allegedly being given a fake $20 bill by Floyd, claimed at the scene Floyd may have been drunk. But it turned out to be something else.
The individual he had arrested originally was under the influence of drugs.
The transcripts then show Floyd admitted he gave a counterfeit bill to the store clerk, suggesting his initial arrest was likely justified. Officer Lane asked directly if Floyd was high on drugs, which Floyd denied, but then said he was, quote, hooping something earlier that day. Hooping is a term that means smuggling illegal drugs in someone's rectum, which may be one way the drugs got into Floyd's system, explaining his erratic behavior. And the initial autopsy of Floyd's body reportedly found 11 nanogram per milliliter of fentanyl in his blood, while the lethal dose could be as low as 7.
The combined effects of Mr. Floyd being restrained by the police, his underlying health conditions, and any potential intoxicants in his system likely contributed to his death.
In addition, autopsy found marijuana and methamphetamine in Floyd's system, which may explain his paranoia frenzy and struggle walking, while officers Lane and King tried to put him in the police car. Amid that struggle, transcripts show Officer Derek Chauvin arrives at the scene. Chauvin then told Floyd if he couldn't breathe, then how was he able to talk and scream, as it, quote, takes a lot of oxygen to do that. And some experts tend to somewhat agree.
You don't know how much pressure was being applied to that trachea. We know that because George was talking at least some of the time, you can conclude that he did not have total tracheal occlusion for the entire duration of the knee being on the neck.
The transcripts raise a lot more questions, which may point to exculpatory evidence for police officers there. But the complexity of issues behind Floyd's death will likely produce a lengthy battle in court going forward. Christian Rose, One America News.
Want to see more videos like this? Click on the link below and subscribe to One America News on YouTube, and call your cable provider and kindly demand that One America News is added to your lineup. Call and subscribe today.